At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
And the big Knicks news, obviously, outside of the game, is that this Mitchell Robinson injury that we thought he was going to be out 8 to 10 weeks is now a season-ending injury.
What did I say last week that the Knicks needed to do?
Well, they needed to go out and trade for a big man.
Somewhere along the line. I mean, Hartenstein can't do it by himself.
Stein.
I call him Steen.
Well, he calls himself Stein.
And then I'll call him Stein.
Yeah, Hartenstein.
Hartenstein can't just do it by himself. Although, the more you see of him, the more you like him.
Yeah, but when you
kill that kid, if he's a guy that's got to have limited minutes, or he looks like he's an injury waiting to happen.
Right. And when guys like that play longer, they tend to get exposed. He needs to be an energy guy off the bench, do what he is supposed to do for this roster and not be out there as long as he's been out there. So they're going to have to make a move. This is going to be a Leon Rose situation where he's got to figure this out. He's got to figure it out way before the trade deadline so this team doesn't fall apart, because Mitchell Robinson plays such a key role. Now, this is one of those things. You know how you always get surgery was successful?
Yes.
You always hear that. Surgery was successful. Surgery went great. So they went in, did the ankle surgery. He was supposed to be out 8 to 10 weeks. They do the surgery. Now they say he's out for the year. Unsuccessful surgery? For the first time ever, do we have an unsuccessful surgery?
All right, so here's the thing. You know, these surgeries on ankles. Now, I don't know what kind of surgery this was. Was this one of these Arthrex surgeries?
Oh, speed bridge.
Well, it's not a speed bridge, but they do the, if you have the high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
I think they call it some, I got to look at it.
Right. They call it something
like a high, like a tie or something.
High tie?
Something like that. And I think it may be from the same company. Now, normally they would do this on offensive linemen in football, and they think offensive linemen come back faster because while they do use their feet, of
tight
course.
Rope.
Tightrope. That's
tightrope
it.
Surgery. Didn't Tua get the tightrope surgery in college?
So who does the tightrope surgery? Where did it come from?
Speed
bridge, tightrope, all sounds like the same thing to me.
Does it?
I mean, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. I'm not sure exactly where the tightrope comes from.
All right, but anyway, so I don't know if that's what Mitchell had. I don't know if he had a broken bone in there. I don't know if they had to go in there and it was worse than they initially thought it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about, almost a seven-footer.
Yes.
I mean, and you can imagine the size of his foot. The size of the foot is probably about the size of this...
Keyboard?
Keyboard, yeah, thank you very much. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is this morning. This morning is going to be interesting.
All right, so, how about this?
Yep.
Tightrope was invented by Dr. Brian Thorns, an Irish surgeon who brought the product to Arthrex.
Mm-hmm. There we go. There we go, man.
So there you go. Arthrex is all over this.
I'm telling you, they have about 30% of the sports medicine world right now. Not all the doctors are in it. Some of them are, some of them aren't. These are, relatively new surgeries. Some,
yeah.
I think some have been successful, for sure. But these are new ways of doing things. And, it's hard to convince, say, a doctor who has worked on, I don't know, let's say 500 ankles, Achilles, whatever your situation may be.
Yeah.
It's hard for them to comprehend doing something new, because they've done it so long for, a certain way for so long.
Right. Yeah, so this is terrible news for the Knicks. It is frustrating for them, and this is a key player is now out for the season. I would love to know what happened. I mean, did they get in there and find out it was worse than it was? Did something get screwed up? Was the original timeline something that was way too aggressive? Now, whatever it is, he's gone.
Was he getting tightrope surgery
that,
or
I don't
not?
Know. I don't know.
Because what could happen, like I said, they could have gone in there and they could have seen, particles of bone. They could have seen, a hairline fracture. They could have seen a torn ligament. They could have seen anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have the information.
But we now know that he is out for the rest of the season.
That's
it. It's unfortunate because Mitchell Robinson tends to get hurt quite a bit.
Well, he had this at HSS, of course. You got contacts over there, don't you?
Yeah, but they're not going to give me medical information.
Sure they will. Yeah, they will. You're a boomer. Medical. Yeah, I want to know. Let's break those HIPAA laws so we can get the right information. All we want is the right information.
I was just wondering if he was having tightrope surgery and they went in and saw something more than what the tightrope surgery takes care of. That kind of thing. That's what I was thinking.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The new episode of Hard Knocks debuted on Tuesday night, and I had a chance to watch most of it yesterday. So my favorite part of this one, other than when he calls the Jalen Waddle TD that we played yesterday, Mike McDaniel, that is the morning after they lose to the Titans on Monday Night Football. The scene opens up of a dark parking lot at the facility with one car in the parking lot, and it's Mike McDaniel's tricked out Audi. It's 4:18 in the morning, and then they pan from the car up into the window, and there's one light coming out of the building, and then they take you inside, and he's sitting there blasting Eminem in his office by himself, staring at the film, going over it. Now, I know a lot of teams and a lot of coaches are crazy like that, and they do it. He's not the only one, but it is just the production of the show is off the charts.
Yeah,
they've done so well.
They do a great job.
Yeah, they do a great job. And it just to get in the why the in-season one is so much better than the preseason one is like all these moments mean so much to these guys. Like, you know, before the season, it's like these stupid preseason games they make out to be the Super Bowl. Nobody cares. Like, these are huge games that affect the season.
Yeah, if you remember, I told you the Indianapolis Colts had to go through this.
Yeah.
And Frank Reich told me, he goes, the hardest thing about it, like, you wouldn't even know they were there.
Yeah.
Which was great. And, you know, they were able to edit certain things out. And, you know, they don't want to put out any bad information or information that could be used against them on the field, of course. But he said, however, what I noticed as the season went on, it became a little bit more of a distraction because if we play on Monday or Sunday or Monday and we lose, you know, we got to flush that game. We got to go over it. We got to flush the game. But now on Wednesday night, it comes out and my entire team is watching it. And so instead of flushing it, now they're still reliving it while we're trying to get ready for the next team.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like these guys want to watch the bad stuff because Mike McDaniel goes, listen, you got to give me 20 minutes to go over the crap that happened here on Monday night. We got to stare it in the face. We got to get right into it before we move on to the Jets. And what he did was he stood up in front of the team and he didn't sit there and yell at everybody for screwing up. He goes, you know, we all messed up. This was a team loss and my hand was right in it. And he shows a play. He goes, I got to come up with a better play in this situation against cover zero in the red zone. He's like, that's a dog crap play call by me. And I can imagine that from a player standpoint.
You appreciate that.
Yeah. And he's not. And he also, he didn't just take it on himself. He pointed out, you got to do better here. You got to do better. But I got to do better, too, because this is terrible.
We're all in this together. That's
so it just seems like he's striking the right note with today's player without taking it so far where they run the locker room, you know?
Right. And you also know that, you know, if he's playing. So now the team sees that he's there at 4:18. They see that he's up in his office by himself. And they see that he's playing Eminem.
Yep.
And so now they all see this now because they're all watching Hard Knocks.
Yep.
Like, man, we got the coolest coach in the league. So, yeah, I mean, it's all, believe me, I don't necessarily know how much of it is a show he's putting on.
It's not, man. It's not.
You think the whole thing's, I believe it's genuine.
He's 100% genuine. Yeah.
He's very quirky.
Yeah.
Very bright.
I guess I was wrong, but I thought, like, his story would be interesting to Gina. So as I'm watching this, I'm like, hey, you know anything about this Mike McDaniel? And she's like, yeah, I hear you guys talking about him. Like, he's the most fascinating guy in the NFL. His whole story came up through the whole thing, and they hired him, and he wears all this designer stuff, and he's just different, and he talks to media this way, and whatever. And then I tell her, and she's like, oh. She's like, that's nice. She goes, good for him. I said, okay. I guess he's not that interesting everybody. To me, he's the most fascinating guy in the NFL.
You should have asked her, would you like him to coach the Steelers?
Yeah, she probably would say yes at this point. I think most Steeler fans are ready for a change. But yeah, this has been a very, very fun and interesting season, and it's been deemed the Fraud Bowl coming up between the Dolphins and the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys now, can't win on the road, and the Dolphins can't beat anybody with a winning record.
That's the narrative around these two teams.
Well, you got to name the game.
The Fraud Game, the Fraud Bowl.
So what would you call
Fraud!
What would you call the Ravens at the 49er game?
Super Bowl preview spot.
Well, there you go. So every game's got a name. What would you call the Commanders at the Jets? Okay, that's a good name.
Spot. Yeah, like I'll check in. I'll see if everybody's alive in that game, and then move on to something else.
See who's playing quarterback for the Jets.
Right. That's called watch Bob Does Sports instead of that game spot. Jesus. That's what I'd rather be watching.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.